Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, March 29, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Greece, where the FBI is warning that Al-Qaeda may target the athletic competitions. In response, international cooperation along with security drills are intensifying. AMG International's Jason Schultz says teams are slated to begin arriving in Greece in April. With the threat of terror looming over the horizon, he urges prayer.
Number one is that our people would be safe. Number two is that we use this opportunity to get the gospel into the hands of thousands of people, whether it's New Testaments or tracts or one-on-one evangelism, praying that the word would get out there and that his kingdom would be expanded.
Next, pastors in India are getting some unique training thanks to Evangelicube International. Evangelicube is partnering with Reaching India Ministries International. An Evangelicube team led by Tom Doyle just returned from Nagpur, India, where they trained 280 people in leadership, church planting, and Evangelicube evangelism. This type of training is responsible for seeing many turn to Christ. Doyle says those coming to Christ in India may surprise you.
The feeding program is open. We're distributing food all over the island. We're sending shipments to Cap Haitien directly and to Port-au-Prince so that we're covering both the north areas and the south areas. And then from the south and the north, we send to the middle areas.
And additional translations of the Women of Hope program are being broadcast in Central Asia. Transworld Radio says their Project Hannah ministry is using the popular international program to reach out to suffering women who need to hear the gospel message. The program is being aired in 23 languages worldwide. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.